At the top of our program today, Michigan government services are inefficient and expensive because important reforms are not taking place. That's the conclusion of a new report from a coalition of state employee labor unions entitled Pure Michigan Waste, 2 years after it first suggested reforms to streamline and improve frontline services to Michigan citizens. The coalition of state employee unions says the state has failed to improve its human capital strategy. Now, in a new report, the group claims that some Michigan governmental departments continue to hire more managers and supervisors than frontline service employees. At least one Snyder administration official is casting doubt on the report. Joining us to explain is a leader of the Coalition of State Employee Labor Unions. Cindy Estrada is also the vice president of the United Auto Workers Union. Welcome to Current State, Cindy.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Before we get into this report, closed-door hearings began yesterday here in Lansing on the impasse between your coalition's members and the state of Michigan regarding a contract. Can you tell us anything regarding yesterday's hearings?
I think they went really well, especially for the state of Michigan workers. I think there was good presentation regarding that. You know, when times are bad in the state of Michigan, workers have continued to come to the table and take concessions, and you know, Michigan is doing better, and therefore the workers should continue to improve as well, or at least stay status quo. So I think that we put on a great presentation yesterday, filled with facts, and I think that the impasse panel is, you know, taking that into consideration.
Was the release of your report on Tuesday meant to influence those hearings or influence opinion about them?
No, the release of our report was, you know, again, just continuing to work on this campaign, which is to get the governor and the administration to really include workers as a way of looking at how you improve state government. I mean, no one knows better than the workers who are in these facilities every day delivering services on how to make it more efficient. And so, you know, we wanted to give it a two-year, the time of the contract, because we did negotiate the new solutions committee, which would deal with privatization, work management to worker ratio, and lean. And so we always wanted to take another look at it 2 years later to see how much we've improved.
Okay. Remind our listeners which specific unions belong to the Coalition of State Employee Unions.
So you have the UAW, SCIU, MSCA, MCO, and AFSCME.
And you collectively, those unions represent how many state employees?
Over 34,000 workers.
Now, your group, as you mentioned, as you alluded to here, your group submitted a report to the Snyder administration 2 years ago with recommendations involving human capital. You called it New Solutions for Michigan. Tell us more about what you recommended back in 2011.
So a couple things. You know, overall, what we recommended is that if we really want to drive efficiency, again, management and workers have to work very closely together. I don't think workers have all the answers, nor do I think management, but it's when they collaborate and begin to change that culture that you're going to drive efficiency the same that we do in the auto industry. The other one was that there was a lot of privatization happening, and especially when I took over in the UAW for this department, we really looked even more into that, and what we were finding is that things were being privatized that could have been done cheaper in the state and even more cheaper if you would have drove the efficiency in the work. And then the other is that there was a really not a great ratio of management to workers. Those who try to be the best in the industry, you look at a 15-to-1, and even in some auto plants, you look at a 25-to-1. So we weren't saying that every department that we knew the answer for the management to worker ratio, but we definitely saw that we need to take a deeper dive. And did it make sense? Are we running the government? Do we need more frontline workers? You know, and the governor agreed with that.
Can you give us a dramatic example of a case where privatization turned out to be more expensive than a full-time state employee?
One we just worked on, we actually won this case for the first time, mostly because the administration in this case, and they haven't done it in any other case, is the workers who deliver the healthcare services in the prisons.
Okay.
Right? We found that you would actually save money if you kept the work in the state I don't have the exact figure, but then if some of when they bid the work out, some of the efficiencies that some of even the contractors came up with, if we adopted those efficiencies, you could do it even more, even save even more money.
Hmm.
And so we were actually able to save that one. What we're calling on the governor, and that was the first time that happened. They've not done that since. I mean, we've taken work like some of it's not even saving money. It's just I think overall it saves money. Veterans Hospital. Right, workers who are delivering the care to our veterans, the most important, they serve this country, they outsourced that work and gave it to workers making $10 an hour. And they have a high turnover. Veterans are getting hurt. Workers are ending up on food stamps. So I would even say that if you're paying someone $10 an hour, yet they're ending up on the rolls on food stamps, that's hurting the state overall.
Hmm. I am led to believe 2 years ago, on the heels of your new Solutions for Michigan report, that you were encouraged initially by the dialogue with the state government 2 years ago. What was that like?
I was very encouraged. I had discussions with Governor Snyder and his administration, and we had, they seemed to really get the importance of lean, and wanted to take a look at the management to worker ratio. Said, agreed that, look, we should only be privatizing if it saves the state money. But what I found is that very little has been done in all three of those areas. We tried to work on some lean projects, and I found very quickly that what the governor's administration is missing is sort of a more deep, thoughtful way of, lean has to include workers, but we still have a system where the administration wants to make the decisions, superficially ask workers by surveys sort of what they want to see changed, but they don't go deep enough. It really means collaborating and working together on a daily basis, bringing in different experts who work on lean and changing that culture. The culture that we all have something to offer and listen to each other. That's not happening.
Let's clarify one of your really central points here, and this is a quote. You say that the state, quote, altogether failed to improve its human capital strategy, unquote, and you maintain that hundreds of managers and supervisors have been added and just a few frontline staff. Assuming you're right about that, you're saying that the discussion just didn't go deep enough when it came to and this is what has resulted?
Yeah, what happened was the governor looked at that and said, if this is true, let's take a look at it, and they sent it to the to others in the administration to take a deeper look at the management to worker ratio. And the response from the civil service staff at that time was defending sort of the status quo, defending the number of managers and workers. And to me, that is just not how you change a government. We want to be best in class. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves to Illinois and Ohio, who have a 7-to-1 ratio. We should be comparing ourselves to the leaders in the private sector, and like Texas, who's looking to try and do, a 15-to-1 ratio. And so it was, a report that defended what they're doing instead of saying, hey, let's look at this deeper and how can we do this better?
You touched on the issue of ratios of managers to frontline staff. Where are those ratios right now?
I think Kurt Weiss was right when he said it's like a 7-to-1 ratio. It would depend on each department. Again, a reason why we want to take a deeper look. Some departments may need more managers, right, depending on the kind of services, if they're dealing with children, but our point is, what is the right mix? And if you don't look at that with workers and collaborate together, we won't know, right? If you're not driving, when you drive efficiency, you need less managers. So, again, a more thoughtful, deeper look at how we become best in class, not how we defend what we've always done. That's not what I expected from the governor and what he had said when he was running for governor.
We're talking with Cindy Estrada, Vice President of the United Auto Workers Union and a leader of the Coalition of State Employee Labor Unions, who maintain that the state has bungled its efforts here at improving its human capital strategy. Too many managers and not enough frontline staff. You're a UAW official. Everyone in your group is a union official or member, I take it. Are all the managers that you say are getting added non-union, or are any of them unionized?
No, they're not unionized. And again, I think managers, I don't want to say that we don't need managers. I think managers and supervisors are really critical. But do we have the right mix? And so we are, they are not unionized. And we did only look at, I know there was a report out there that we looked at people who weren't managers when we came up with this number, but we did only look at managers and supervisors.
Well, I should say, Kurt Weiss of the State Department of Technology Management and Budget did find a couple of things that he questioned about your report. He did maintain that your report included hundreds of employees as managers who did not supervise any employees. You are denying that you mislabeled those personnel?
Yeah, definitely. The way that we define staff to management ratios is routinely used by government, and we only use managers and supervisors. And they made this claim in 2011, too, and got off of it because they were wrong once they looked at sort of our report and the numbers that we use. So I'm sure they'll get off of it again. But I don't like the defensiveness that they're using, because this isn't about being anti-management and anti-supervisor. I want to stress again, this is about how departments, are they set up the most efficient and the most functional? And that's what we're challenging the governor. If we really want to change state government, then we need to get together and look at this and make sure that we have the right mix.
You talk about managers, you talk about frontline workers. How do you define frontline worker? Just give us your working definition of frontline worker.
I mean, it would depend. I mean, we represent so many different classifications, but right now what we were looking at are our employees, those 34,000 workers work in the state of Michigan that are representative.
And you all,
and then supervisor, you know, we're not including sort of business and administrative positions or confidential positions, which would, I think that's what Mr. Weiss is referring to.
Weiss, yeah.
I'm sorry.
You also claim that the state should reduce its reliance on contracted organizations or individuals. From your perspective, what's going on there?
You know, I think this is an ideological sort of position that they're taking in the administration. This idea that contracting out is better. And is there a need, is there a reason to contract out? I think sometimes there is, but if it's saving money, right? When workers can do those jobs just as efficiently in the state, then they should remain in the state.
But isn't working with contract employees often less expensive because it's often temporary work, often with fewer or no benefits?
Sometimes that's true. I would say that could you have a contractor come in and offer poverty wages that, you know, have people exist on food stamps? We have that example with the workers that they're paying to take care of our veterans, right? No benefits, low pay, collecting food stamps. Every taxpayer in Michigan is subsidizing a workforce for a company. I think it's unacceptable to make taxpayers subsidize corporations who are making a profit and sticking taxpayers with the bill. That is not what we're about. I believe in this country. That's not the future I want my children to come into.
Has this discussion with the state, with the Snyder administration, has it come to a halt? Are there still discussions going on? How would you characterize that?
I think presently there's not a lot of discussion going on. I think the administration coming to workers when the governor is going around saying that the economy is improving, there's nothing but growth, this is a comeback state to come after workers for concessions in this round of bargaining, I think shows that in the end of the day, the reason that lean's not happening in the state is because they obviously don't value the workforce that much. That's the impression I'm getting. I would love to have discussions again, because I think that the only way we improve in the state is the administration, management, supervisors, workers getting into room and understand that we're all vested in this together and that it's only together that things are going to improve. Unfortunately, workers have to fight for that seat at the table because no one's turning to them and say, hey, we value your opinion. We value the work we do. They're showing that by coming up with a concessionary agreement, and they're showing it by, not involving them in sort of getting their input. You know what we? Just an example in the state of Michigan, we showed the governor a real lean program. Workers were waiting 3 hours, or citizens, to get benefits in the state through a lean program. Working with the workers in the UAW, we reduced that to a half hour. Why is that kind of collaboration not happening? It works. The auto industry, if they just defended what they always did instead of trying to look at how to be best in class and how to improve and engage the workforce, they wouldn't be where they are today.
Cindy, is it realistic, though, that this discussion could happen at the same time the contract talks are going on?
Definitely. We welcome it all the time. We wanted to continue, you know, to bargain. Unfortunately, that wasn't the position of the state. So I always welcome those discussions. I always have hope that they'll happen. But I think that when they're not happening and we can't move it, then we need to sort of expose it so that another discussion starts happening to move that.
Cindy, do you expect any kind of detailed response to your report from the Snyder administration or state officials?
You know, I'm not sure. I welcome it. I hope that it's not, you know, let's defend what we've always done. I hope it's a response that, you know, even they could disagree with our numbers, but say, let's sit down and figure out how we make improvements services are dealt better.
Well, you are making a case for a lean operation. It would seem that you and the Snyder administration would have something significant in common by pursuing a lean approach.
I think that's if people really understand what lean is. Again, you know, lean is a lot of work. It takes a long-term commitment. And it means that one person can't come in the room and think that they have all the answers. And I think that's often why it fails, because people want the results instead of understanding that it's a cultural change first. The conversation has to change. So you would think, but again, I think that I think the understanding in the administration of what lean is doesn't go deep enough.
Is there a particular state department where there's a shortage of frontline workers, in your opinion, where it is extremely noticeable where that shortage exists?
Yeah, I think that's in the Department of Human Services is definitely one of them. We represent those workers, sort of our social workers. You know, their caseload, 300 cases. I mean, it's very difficult for these workers. These workers have degrees. They do this work because they care about people, and they're definitely understaffed, overburdened, very stressed out, and very, you know, hard cases that they really want to be able to focus more on but just haven't been able to.
Cindy, we want to thank you. Cindy Estrada is the Vice President of the United Auto Workers, but she is also a leader of the Coalition of State Employee Labor Unions. Many thanks.
Okay, thank you.